Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of God's magnificent grace. Today, I want to talk with you about one aspect of the manifold grace of God, and that is that the Scriptures reveal to us that God's grace will give us power to do things God's way, spiritual strength to react and to respond to any and every situation the way Jesus would, instead of the way the flesh would like to respond. God's grace will enable us to stand and to walk in integrity when everyone around us is doing the opposite. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." The grace of God will give you strength that is above and beyond your own natural human strength. It is strength that is beyond what you could will yourself to do, even when you have the best of intentions. God's grace is spiritual power and spiritual strength to operate in a godly way in a wicked world. 2 Corinthians 12:9 tells us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." If you are struggling in a particular area of your life with the temptation to do things in a not-so-godly fashion, perhaps to react to a person who is treating you unfairly or unkindly, and yet you know that God's call and will for your life is to love your enemies and bless those who hate you and those who mistreat you, that's when you need to call upon God for His grace, because His grace is sufficient for you and His power is perfected in the middle of your weakness. Don't castigate yourself because you're weak in that area, because your flesh wants to respond in a negative way to a negative situation. Simply humble yourself before God and say, "God, I can't do it in my own strength. I'm calling on You for Your grace, because I know Your grace is sufficient for me and Your power is perfected in my weakness." God's grace will give you strength to live a godly life and to conduct yourself with integrity. 2 Corinthians 1:12 records the Apostle Paul's words about that. It says, "For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially towards you." Paul was saying here that it was by God's grace that they conducted themselves in holiness and in godly sincerity, with integrity. Some years ago, I read the story of a gentleman who was the CEO of the Holiday Inn Corporation in some years past. And this man was a Christian man, and he made a very profound decision that impacted his career that was based strictly upon his choice to walk and conduct himself in integrity in a corporate setting that was perhaps not leaning in that same direction. His company made the decision to purchase a large casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. This gentleman, being the CEO and president, decided that he could not, in good conscience, be a party to that decision and oversee such an operation because it violated his principles being a Christian. His decision to resign as CEO and president affected him tremendously in a financial sense, in a career sense, and yet he later recounted that it was truly by God's grace that he was able to conduct himself in the world in a way that reflected his commitment to holiness. God's grace, as Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 1:12, that in holiness and godly sincerity, we've conducted ourselves in the world by the grace of God. That grace will give you strength and power to conduct yourself with integrity, even if you're in an atmosphere, a work setting, surrounded by people who do not value the same standards of integrity. Hebrews 4, verse 16 encourages us to pursue God for his grace when we're in a time of need. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When is it that you need help from God? When you're struggling to obey, struggling to walk in a godly way in your life, you're in a position where you need grace to help in time of need. God encourages us here in Hebrews 4:16 that we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. Another translation says that we come with confidence to the throne of grace. We can confidently go before God to obtain his mercy and find his grace to help us in time of need. Another man that deeply impressed me as being a person who took hold of the grace of God to do something that was very difficult and yet very pleasing to God was a gentleman who was a university president. That prestigious position was a position of influence, and he was well respected. He was a Christian man, and the day came when his wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And the point came when she could no longer be left alone and had to have 24-hour care. This gentleman, in the prime of his career, made a decision to resign as president of that university to become the full-time caretaker for his beloved wife of many years. That decision was based on his belief that God desired for him to do that and that it was a godly decision, and he wanted to love and honor his wife, whom he dearly treasured. Though he could have afforded, certainly, to have hired a caretaker or to have placed his wife in some care facility that ministered specifically to Alzheimer's patients, the man stepped down from a place of prestige and honor to humble himself and become a servant to his wife. He later wrote about the experience as this went on for many years, and he felt great peace and great contentment because he had obeyed God and because he was walking in love toward his wife, loving her more than himself. But he recognized it was the grace of God that gave him the ability to do what he had to do every day to show love and care in a most humble manner for all the needs of his infirm wife. God's grace will give you the power and the strength to do the things that God wants you to do, no matter how hard they may be to your flesh, no matter how unpleasant they may appear, no matter how strong the temptation to do otherwise may be. God's grace will give you strength to live a godly life, to conduct yourself with integrity, to do the things God's called you to do, to respond to people the way God would have you respond, to react in situations when your flesh would like to react strongly in one way, but God's Spirit is prompting you to react in another way. God's grace is available. You can obtain it. You can find it to help in time of need if you'll run to the throne of grace. One other example of God's grace is that of the first martyr, Stephen, found in Acts 6 and 7. Stephen when he was being stoned by the religious people of that day for his words about Jesus being the Messiah was truly walking in the grace of God when he spoke out these words and said, "Father, don't hold this sin against them." As he was being stoned, brutally murdered, he was able to reflect the same spirit Jesus had when he was crucified and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God's grace will enable you to respond to even the most difficult of situations, even the most hateful of people, with the love of God. Run to the throne of grace today so that you can obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.